Okay, there we go. So it's November the 2nd, 2006. This is an Ontolock conference call. We're actually into the second session where we plan to coordinate the startup of the Onion project within the Ontolock setting. And we have Carl Maddox, the champion of the Onion community, together with Kurt Conrad and Peter Yim. Now, we are also expecting Bob Smith, who might join us anytime. So let's get started. Carl, are you on our session page for today? The conference call 2006-1102 page. Your item is under 8C.
Okay. Mm. I clicked it as you spoke.
So I sort of highlighted your presentation, your good presentation the other day at the expedition workshop at NSF, explaining what Onion is and so on. And then I sort of created a short list of things that we could talk about or we are looking for, more honestly, and to find out how we could have and to properly set expectations on both sides, I guess, to make sure we are on the same page. So your success is Ontolock success and vice versa, hopefully. The fact that you are now one of the Ontolock projects. So first of all, so going back to the Ontolock process, or more exactly the OASIS process, where we map a project to sort of something like a OASIS TC, we would say that OASIS would say the TC does not exist until you have a charter, until you call a kickoff meeting and enough people show interest that you can sustain it. So I guess the same goes here. I believe I have created all the sort of the fundamental working space, virtual working space for you, although most of the space is empty right now. And if, in particular, what would meet your openings charter, although I assume your charter members at the kickoff meeting might sort of wordsmith the charter a little bit, but you need a draft charter, and I guess the place to put it would be our project homepage, which I have created. But then again, except for the project title, we don't have any content. Are you already working on that? Because based on, I think I saw a message.
As you know, I'm somewhat familiar with the OASIS process.
Right.
So yeah, I do want to take. I do want to take advantage of that experience, and since you publish on the site that, if nothing else is declared by default, you use the OASIS protocols and policies, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So yeah, I'm certainly acknowledge that needs to be done, and yes, that is one of the things that I want to that I will put on the list of scheduled activities that I have to put out there.
Okay.
In fact, I'm doing what I scheduled myself to do, which is basically get familiar with the blog support, the environment, and as we are now, the process of how best to use it, and hopefully by the end of this week, which will be tomorrow, I realize that. Well, certainly for the beginning of next week, I want to plan out, I want to issue a general invitation that says these are the kinds of things we look at. Certainly the charter will be the first thing. Mm. And also I want to explain exactly how these things will, how the meetings will work. That is what will frame the agenda and what kind of, if you will, outcome we're looking for from each of these meetings. So I recognize I have to explain that certainly for the attendees, but also for myself. Mm-hmm. As you say, you need to have something to keep you honest. So that's going to be our baseline. That's going to be our benchmark, if you will, as to how these meetings will be managed.
Yeah, one thing I can offer is, like Oasis, you have a mailing list, and looks like you are in good control of the mailing list sort of administration already. The other thing which is big with us is the two things, actually, is a wiki and a file repository, which I have not seen you on them. I mean, not that you have no control over it, but I have not seen that, and I don't know if it's offering you any difficulty. But I'm perfectly happy to do a phone session and spend like maybe an hour or so with you and with maybe core people in your team to walk you through the details. Because if we effectively use the tools, I think we will get a lot more mileage in terms of collaboration and collaborative authoring than what are the type of tools that Oasis has to offer. I mean, I have not been with Oasis a lot lately, and I know they are offering a wiki. I don't see a lot of activities on their wiki, and believe in general we probably have the type of wiki that is more quite conducive to the type of work we are doing. Did Bob join us just now?
Yes.
Sorry. Welcome. So we now have four people, Carl, Kurt, Bob, and Peter. So when do you want this, and how many people will be involved?
You know, I think what would be best is if we could actually dedicate one of our meetings to that. Because the reason I say that is I don't know that many people actually have hands-on experience as to how to use a wiki.
Uh-huh.
And when you combine the wiki with the repository, then I think, I certainly agree that adds brings a greater tool set to the group. But I think people need to, if you will, be shown the way as to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, I'm using the word repository much, much more loosely than you folks. I mean, since you're the repository people, I better sort of take one step back and call us just a file sharing workspace. I mean, of course, you can put a repository there. It's the web dev server. It allows like locking, unlocking, and so on. But generally, we don't use those features. But this is file sharing.
I'm thinking of the fact, which I believe is true, is that you from the wiki you can reference the artifact, if you will, that's in the repository.
Absolutely, yes. Right. Because I mean, the only integration point the only integration point we adopted is the hyperlink and the hyperlinked object. In the case of our wiki, each paragraph actually is a hyperlinked object, and each, even in the message repository, the email archive, every paragraph becomes an object rather than the whole message, which gives a finer grain accessibility that most people have to offer. So that's a good idea. I'll ping Kurt and Bob here. If we turn one of our sessions into one of these sort of workspace walkthrough session. You think it would be good? You think some of the existing Ontolog folks would join us too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Especially if you get down a level of wiki page editing.
Mm. All right. So let's try to schedule that in at our earliest convenience then. Regular. But somehow, I mean, the problem is, I mean, our regular sessions are Thursday, the 1:30 to 3:30 your time, and that sort of lands on something which is totally inconvenient to you. What do you suggest? Carl?
It's not the right time because it's not for me. You want to check it? It's a different address. A11, so you give me another package.
All right, I'll come right back.
All right.
Carl.
Getting a lot of garble on the line.
Carl, we are losing you. Can you say something?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
We're getting a delivery.
Okay, all right.
And the complication was he delivered the wrong thing.
All right.
Well, I had to run after him.
No problem. We are fighting phone problems, so we are a bit paranoid.
Yeah,
don't know whether it was the phone company playing on us or in this case,
the technology worked fine.
Okay, while you were paying attention to your delivery, I was saying our regular sessions are Thursday 1:30 to 3:30 your time, which you have a constant conflict on.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do? We could schedule a different time.
That would be good for me. The time block I have in conflict is 12 to 4, Eastern Standard Time.
12 to 4. So if we say, I mean, I'm traveling next week, almost all week. The soonest I could do it is on the 16th. And on the 16th, we actually have a database and ontology mini-series event. So if it's not overlapping our session time, then we could have it on the 16th, let's say 4 o'clock to 5:30 or 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock or something.
Okay. I think that will work well because the community is U.S.-based and U.K., I think U.K. is most of Europe. But there's some folks in the Pacific region. So that might work.
It is actually a bad time. I remember I learned this from John Bozek. He said, I mean, the only good time is like very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good for Europe. I mean, it's still bad. I mean, Asia is terrible anyway.
Yeah.
The time we usually do it is already like midnight in India.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've
got are you saying
people
that
from
yeah,
India.
You're
it'll never work. But let's at least get your core. Where are your core people? Name the top three or top five people who would benefit from this. Where would they be?
Eastern Central Time.
So they're all U.S.
Yeah.
Mainly U.S.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
All right. So Eastern, if you don't mind 6 p.m., I mean, going out to 6 p.m., then Central actually do a little better, and West would do good. So let's tentatively fix it for the 16th of November, 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast time.
Okay.
Comments, Bob and Kurt?
No objection.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah. Actually, just wise, Peter.
Yeah.
Can you share a little information on the, I guess, the conferencing, the dialing aspect?
What do you mean?
I know on your regular time you publish the conference, the dialing conference information, right?
Yes, yes.
It seems to make, well, I'm assuming that the Onion would have its own conferences, if you will, but probably should use the same service that you use.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, we will publish just exactly the way we used to with Onion as like another project. Let's say Bob runs a project called Texosaurus. So just like Texosaurus have something, some event or some meeting, it will just be announced exactly the same way. Or Bob also runs, let's say, a health informatics or health ontology arena of things, and we do that. Actually, one question I would ask is, now that we have, I mean, if your group is such a large group, one question we could come visit is whether we sign up your entire group into Ontolog Forum, or whether we start creating a mailing list called Ontolog Announce, which would just be an announcement list. We don't have one now. We used to have a free conference invitation list, which actually is wider than the Ontolog membership, because I mean there are people who have joined us before, and every time they join us, whether they came from government or whether they are colleagues of another colleague from NIST or from Boeing, I add them to that invitation list. So the invitation list grew to about 260, while the Ontolog membership is only around 200.
Right.
And we don't have an announcement list. If we want to do that, this is a good time, because we are getting out of freeconference.com also. So I have to recreate an infrastructure for announcements anyway. So that's a good question for everyone here, particularly like Kurt and Bob also. So is your the question for Carl, is your list really going to be like about 50 people?
No, actually, I see. I mean, that may well be the core, but I expect other people will join.
Mm-hmm.
As you just said, colleagues or people are already there,
mm-hmm.
who are, if you will, probably some kind of subject matter expert in a particular facet what we're talking about.
Yeah. The reason why I'm asking is, if your group is small, then the best thing is to subscribe everyone to Ontolog Forum. Because, I mean, just by being on the Ontolog Forum, some of the discussions are extremely interesting and very educational.
I agree.
Then we can sort of nudge everyone towards giving ontologies a some understanding, which would be great. But if your group is huge, let's say if you're going to sign up like 500 people and most of them don't even care about ontologies, then it will be a drag. Because every now and then, we can have the whole flurry of discussions and people would start complaining.
Agreed.
So we have to think of what we need to do, and your recommendation would be most appropriate here.
No, I think the whole point of this is to allow people who don't necessarily have a best understanding of what an ontology is to have a better understanding of what it is. So that giving them the opportunity to understand more about what an ontology is and how you create them, etc.
Mm.
I think is a core tenet of what we're trying to do.
Okay, so your answer is yes.
Huh. And I really don't expect it to be anything like 500. I mean, maybe another 50, but that would just make us wildly successful. And I don't, I'm not looking for that.
Okay.
I'm not looking to have to grow the band of followers. But I am interested in bringing on people who have a particular perspective.
Okay, great. So my conclusion is, I mean, all your team members after they sign up will automatically also subscribe to OntoLock Forum, and so that they are part of the discussion. And if we set up a new list for announcement, then of course everyone automatically also gets subscribed into the announcement list.
Right.
Okay. Good. So let's go back to the agenda items. We've talked about charter. We've talked about your homepage. I guess part of making up your homepage is at least for you to be more comfortable with using the wiki, which we'll sort of go through on the 16th. And date of kickoff meeting, you announced that next week, right?
Yes.
All right. And then team organization and structure, I guess that's probably post kickoff meeting, right?
Yep.
Invitation to participate, that's we talk about it next week. This will be after walk through session of November.
Sorry to go back to the conferencing thing. Did you say, and I thought you did, but I'm not sure, that for consistency's sake, everybody uses the same numbers, if you will, but has a different, and thus the difference would be the meeting ID or whatever it's called?
We could do that unless we start running into conflicts. I guess one number can only
run that's what I'm thinking,
one conference at a time. Yeah. So if we don't run into conflicts, which I hope we don't, then feel free to. I mean, I can sort of generally share that number among all the administrators.
All right.
This is. I mean, this Skype number is not my personal number. It's user ID is ontolock.com. So it's actually general, very general. If we start running into more projects and meeting conflicts, like, I mean, with Oasis, I mean, you've got maybe 50 TCs, then obviously every TC would need their own IDs, but then it still goes through exactly the same infrastructure. Process and infrastructure will stay the same.
Okay.
Okay, I'll capture this, Carl and Peter. Process and infrastructure for conference calls will stay the same across all projects in OntoLock. Okay. Actually, I just saved. If you refresh your pages and look under 8C, then I've captured some of the notes. Do you have a date for your kickoff meeting yet, or do you think about
it? No. I was allowing myself a little flexibility.
Okay, so we'll announce next week. Since you are the champion, we won't hold you to the Thursday sort of 1:30, 3:30 time frame. But I actually have a request. If you can fit your things also on Thursday, I mean, this is maybe a selfish reason. I mean, I hope I can sort of splice out one day in the week, and this is like my ontolog day. I do everything on that day. Do you think you could, I mean, if you don't have a preference or any other day, could you sort of put things into Thursdays as well?
Yeah. I have tried to. I'm putting things in motion, if you will, to try and make that the day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll actually echo Peter's sentiment. I've got my client well trained not to expect to see me on Thursday.
So consider using Thursdays even, although I mean, it's not tied to the regular scheduled time due to Carl's time conflict. Great. Let's see. If you refresh now, I captured that in the notes also. All right. Let's start announcement list two. IPR and process policy. Process we talked about. IPR. You are fully aware of our IPR policy.
Yeah, and
in fact, we are different from Oasis. I mean, we are quite similar to Oasis before they made changes. Now they've changed their IPRs. We are different from Oasis now.
Yeah,
we are pretty much like an open source group.
Right.
Although we are both open source and open content, so we are more like Larry Lessig. Then we are like Pat Gannon.
I've focused on two sets or two definitions, if you will. From Oasis, it's the so-called RFC without limitations, I think they call it, which basically means everything that is said is something that you can, that you have the, it's IP that you have the right to give, and that you give without any basically contractual constraints. And the second one is open adaptable license.
So, right. It allows you to charge like reasonable fees or things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't buy into that second one. We are like sort of the old Oasis where everything is open.
No. The reason I'm saying I'm targeting that is because I truly believe it is my intent that the onion, that one version of the onion will be, if you will, software as a service. It will be something that will be supported by CheckMe. They will be totally responsible for the content of each version, et cetera, et cetera. So it will be people that will have the ability to use it, the ontology as an open source component, but they will also have the option to buy a supported version, if you will, from CheckMe. So that's why I'm targeting that one structure, which seems to allow that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Creative Commons structures?
Yeah, I've looked at all of them.
Right. So we would stay with that framework and generally like share and share alike, whereby if this is open and you extend from it, then your stuff needs to be open.
Agreed.
So,
and for the content, the IP, if you will, that is presented on and stored and referenceable on Ontolog, then that is the way it needs to be. And the Oasis RFC Limited is essentially the same thing. But I'm saying I'm targeting the other one because I fully expect that the Techno will produce a version of this that corporations in particular, as opposed to other enterprises or organizations, can hold accountable for its content.
Right. But as long as the one that you create is still open, then there's
absolutely
no problem.
No, it's based on the open. It is the same thing.
Mm.
It's just like if you will, like Linux. It is released, managed.
Then there's Red Hat and there's
right.
IBM.
That's the only difference.
That's no problem as long as it stays open.
Right, and the reason that I believe that is necessary, and I'm willing to debate this, is my experience from MetLife in particular, where they have lawyers who do nothing but scrutinize how software comes into the business, if you will, and they want someone to sue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
If there's no one to sue, then they don't let it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it kind of goes against the whole open source movement, but MetLife looks at it this way. If we're basing our business on this software, then we want to be able to sue people, basically.
Mm.
So I'm just offering Check Me Up as they can sue.
As someone they can sue, right?
Well, of course, we charge them a fee.
Pay
our lawyers.
Even Richard Stallman's GPL 2 allows, like, multiple licensing, as long as you are the author, as long as you continue to have it open, then you can actually have other license with other clients of yours.
Right.
So, which is okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, so let's make sure that there's no conflict on the IPR. Ontology development and quality assurance. So these two are the things that we don't have enough experience on. I mean, not on developing ontologies, but rather on the quality issues and methodology issues. But Ontolog actually has spent a lot of time discussing these things. And obviously, if a product comes out of the community, I'm hoping that we have a community that is happy about the product. The reason why I'm bringing this up is Ontolog is probably by far, of course, there are a lot of like academic groups that are more formal than we are, but with sort of non-academic groups, Ontolog probably is sort of represents more of the formal ontologist community than most other groups. I don't know if you would agree. That's why, the reason why I'm bringing this up is if you come up with let's say, a set of terminologies and you start calling it an ontology, then it'll probably start a revolt. And might break us up. So before that happens, I wanted to make sure we have the correct expectations and won't even fall into that trap. Obviously, one good way to do it is sort of make the public announcement and invitation. So if people don't like it, they should join you and make you change your course.
Absolutely.
Rather than just being the backseat driver, you don't come up and drive, but you keep on saying that they're not doing it right, or you're not given the chance to participate or anything.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm hoping. But then we had, I mean, Bob and Kurt and Bob would vouch for this. We had spent a tremendous amount of time. Let's say our first year and a half was spent on sort of discussing what we adopt as the methodology to do a UBL ontology. Although we never made a UBL ontology, we only ended up sort of mapping the core component types onto Sumo. We have sort of spent a lot of debates in to finalize on an ontology, which essentially says the best way is to expand from a common upper ontology. That is one position that we try to uphold, although, I mean, we don't have existing work that sort of conflicts with that. I would like to see how we could sort of stay on that course without sort of adversely affecting your original plans. I don't know if I'm clear.
Maybe I'll
paraphrase it by saying that a lot of the folks on working on upper ontologies will sort of sneer at dangling our domain ontologies and say those things are not grounded, despite the fact that you have a domain ontology, it might work well within that domain. Once you try to cross domain, you start to be uninteroperable again. And to assure there's better interoperability across domains, it's more advisable to start from somewhere. I mean, besides it's being more efficient, is to start somewhere with something that's fundamentally defined. Like, don't redefine time, don't redefine objects, don't redefine things that are sort of very basic. Don't redefine what a process is. Just adopt one of the things that are already out there. If we think, let's say, PSL lists, process specification language is good enough as a process ontology, let's extend from it rather than sort of restarting, redefining what the process is right in midair. So that's sort of the general ontologue methodology, and of course we have a whole page and associated pages discussing, talking about various alternatives we had considered and what we sort of finally got adopted. So do you have problem with that one? Because I mean that this is a heavy question.
No, not at all. In fact, I would actually push it a little further. If you talk about quality, I would look for an institution to be the author of that. So if there was an institution like the IEEE that was responsible and one, not only as a publisher but also accountable as the author, then I think that's best of all.
Mm-hmm.
I have been involved in this stuff for over 20 years, so I do recognize that not all institutions agree. That what I mean is, sometimes there are institutions that are in the same space and don't necessarily agree, don't have a common language or a common vocabulary.
Mm.
So there are real world challenges. But if there is a body of knowledge out there already, and it looks like an ontology, then I want to reference it. I have never wanted to reinvent any wheel.
That's definitely the case. But I'm not talking about sort of reinventing or not inventing, but rather grounding and extending from a common or a one of the available upper ontologies already there. The fact that
I like the terms grounding and extending. That sure, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine. I hope you can engage one of those people, like Adam Peace is joining your opening meeting, if you can engage him, or if we could maybe further, since a lot of your work is process related, we might be able to engage Michael Gruninger, who's author of the PSL, or having some upper ontology mapped back to common logic. If you were had the chance to listen to Pat Hayes' common logic presentation last week, and since
right.
common logic is going to become an ISO standard, one of those things that we could hopefully do is sort of have that map both ways. One is to map back onto common logic with, let's say, a KIF or sumo KIF dialect, and then extend it into your ontology. Whether you're that extension, and whether your normative publication is in our or in others, it's sort of less of a problem.
No, I have to be rejoiced that the common logic is there, because, as I say, I've been around this space for a while. One of the groups I was in, John Sorrow, was very prominent with his conceptual graphs, and he was fighting the KIF camp over how best to map out concepts that were very significant and needed to be recorded, surprise, surprise, in a repository. So I'm happy that finally these things, that they found a common ground.
Together, and
I am very happy to think about extending declarations of concepts from one ontological markup to another ontological markup.
Right. Yeah, they never used to.
As long as it's traversable, as long as it goes both ways, that's fine.
Yeah, they never used to be sort of in the form of markups. Now, Pat Hayes was telling us in like a couple of weeks, he will have the common logic expressible in XML available and public.
No, that's your purpose.
I told Pat, when that gets published, even as a draft, I make a post onto Ontolog so that everybody knows. I thought you'd be happy about that.
Oh no, I'm very happy, but you know what? I'm not going to be telling the Onion crew that this is something that they need to think about. I'm very happy that there are people like Owen Amber around who say, "Whoa, don't get too abstract here." Right. We have to satisfy the Owen Ambers of this world as much as satisfy ourselves.
There are a lot more of them than they are ontologists.
Exactly. I'm trying to be as pragmatic as possible, but I am very excited about the common logic stuff. Very much.
That sounds good. So let me ask you a question. Who do you see as sort of a deputy or a co-chair, vice chair type personnel on your team? Do you have a person in mind, or do you?
I don't have a person in mind. I think that because we got multiple layers. I hope there'll actually be more than one. I hope that some people will start up to take a lead ownership of a particular topic, subject area, domain, whatever you want to call it. Because there are very distinct they are very distinct bodies of knowledge, and then people need to understand them. I mean, BCM is one of them, right? So I'm going to have, I'm going to have to explain to membership exactly what BCM is. And others are going to have to explain what, say, Six Sigma is and how it relates to this, to the other subject areas. So I'm hoping, and again, this, you know, this comes from Oasis experience, that someone will step up and enjoy the fact that the people are interested in something that they love very much, a topic that they love to talk about very much.
Let me ask you this, I mean, just out of curiosity, you probably had considered this. I mean, why didn't you start this group in Oasis?
Oh.
From a standard group infrastructure, they're much more mature than we are.
Because they have no experience of building ontologies.
That's true. But they have a lot of experience building standards, which we actually don't have, although a good portion of our membership comes from standards group. We are not, we are a community of practice and not a standards group. Oasis actually is a standards group.
Right, and...
And you're trying to build...
And the nature of this beast is that actually there are already multiple owners already. So IT service management is... when you talk about ITIL, for instance, it's owned by Office of Government Commerce, the UK government department. When you talk about ISO 20000, it originally started with the British Standards Institute, and now it's ISO. So you've got three owners already of IT service management. And then you introduce COBIT, and that's ISACA and the so-called Institute of Governance. And then COSO comes from, some folks who get together on an irregular basis to talk about auditing concerns. And Six Sigma is owned by whoever thinks they own it. Maybe it's GE.
GE, yeah.
Right. So, but no one owns how they come together.
Okay.
Right. And all these things are going on all the time, and people are banging their heads against each other when they try to do multiples of these things. Yeah. So that,
yeah, I think your work is absolutely crucial and important.
Right.
And would be
right. So I thought long and hard about this. I said, who is the natural owner of this? And I didn't think Oasis was, because they're very concerned about protocols between Oasis, the body, and other bodies such as ISO, right, and other institutions that are professional societies or certainly not-for-profit bodies that actually exist on the IP they generate, or at least what the members do. The membership pays to generate the IP. So I didn't see Oasis as being the best place for this, frankly. And there is no, frankly, there is no group of experts who are Oasis members that I recognize as, if you will, world-class ontologists. So it took me a long time to get to ontolog, I must tell you, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, as I mentioned even publicly, I mean, we are honored to have you come.
And the one thing that I did recognize is that it needs to be more like a community practice. What I mean by that is not necessarily bound by the rules and regulations of a professional society. It needs to be a little more fluid.
And I
think what you've done here with the tool set is very forward looking as far as supporting community practice.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was the second part, making that decision.
Great. Two more items. Actually, probably one we would do. Are you still looking for funding of some sort or sponsorship of sorts? Yes, because we were just talking about funding, sponsorship, and how we make the whole community sustainable. You have any thoughts on that? Since I saw your membership.
I was heartened by the collaboration expedition meeting the other week. And the long-held belief that these that communities of practice need to be funded, right? So I have to believe that rather than go around with a begging bowl to corporations, that a government organization that has the most to gain from whatever ontologies we created has to be the target.
What makes you think the government is going to do anything this time?
Oh, yeah, I think you have to give them a proposal. You have to present a white paper, say, to the NSF or whatever, that says, you know, this ontology fits your goals and you need, whatever it is, $500,000 to allow the community practice to produce the kinds of products that you believe are necessary.
Yeah, I don't even think NSF is the right body.
No,
NSF,
I'm not saying that.
On let's say a research thing. I mean, I would have thought NIST is the right body, except that NIST's funding is not going very well.
And that's always been the case. Yeah,
right. I mean, for some reason, they have been neglected. I mean, in the whole funding cycle.
Yeah,
I wish they would do
better. Pretty poor.
Yeah, I mean, because NIST is by far one institution, government institution that recognizes that the type of work we are doing is useful and crucial, and the way we are rendering it is great, even from their perspective.
You know? Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
We have to find the. The area government has some funding for the moment, and that is probably because they have a mission to fill, and they're looking for tools that help them get there faster.
You think Owen is going to be able to help you?
No, because he's about to retire.
Right. I heard. I mean, December or January, right?
Yeah. I mean, DOD is where all the money is.
Right.
NASA is clearly knowledgeable and understands how ontology, I think, has a sense of how ontologies can help them. But their funding is being eroded. So I think it's DOD.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the Air Force. Well, they put in money for requests for new budget, right? And increase a few billion more in the budget.
So let's continue to maybe every now and then to sync up to compare notes between ourselves. Yeah, Bob is doing quite a few very interesting things, but mostly in the healthcare arena, right?
Bob? Oh yeah, that's an obvious one, but.
If there are things that would sort of benefit other projects, keep us posted, Bob.
Right.
Okay. So we will and compare notes periodically. The last thing I had missed. Yeah.
Can I just share a thought?
Yeah.
At the collaborative expedition, there was Sue put in, associated what I was talking about with a discussion that is, the topic is being scheduled for December meeting. And I think it was around the DOD proposal. that there need to, or discussion document, that there needed to be a shift in the way that they funded software, I guess, in general, with a, so that they could exploit the outcomes as a library of open source componentry, right? I think that that is a perfect place for us to look to present ontologies as a tool that will allow them to maximize their investment in software componentry. Or we might look at the agenda for the collaboration expedition in December and see and frame some kind of proposal based on the things that people are, will be saying at that meeting.
Okay, good. I'll mark you down as that you look into that. Since you are on the East Coast, I mean, it's a lot more convenient than for you than for us. Okay, the last item I had on the list is what are the alternatives? I mean, I was thinking if there are things that we don't align, if there are too many things that we don't align, then we might explore various alternatives like setting up separate organization, working on sort of a similar infrastructure. As a sort of sister relationship rather than sort of project relationship, but since everything looks perfectly aligned, we don't even need this item to consider alternatives. You agree?
Yeah, I think this is, frankly, you know, we may well take on the ontologue forum to the next another phase of development.
No, absolutely,
that would be good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've never right. Since up to now, it's always sort of small number of people within ontologue generating small projects, small by means by way of sort of involving only a handful of people. All of a sudden, I mean, you introduce a whole new scenario with a group of people about, let's say, a quarter the size or of ontologue, sort of coming in with a fairly well-defined project that would be of mutual benefit. I mean, your group would gain, let's say, ontology expertise, and our group will gain, let's say, all that. Domain expertise and like major institutions. I looked at your potential membership and huge companies.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is absolutely great, and I think if we continue to develop forward, I mean, it takes sort of the entire ontologue as a community of practice into a whole new phase of ideas that we've never been before. So let's continue this dialogue and sync up every now and then. I mean, even if we spend like half an hour doing it, I think it's well worth our time.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. That's pretty much it from my perspective. I guess let's go around.
Hey Peter. This is Kurt. I had one thing that came to mind while we were talking about, when you guys were talking about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
This project is probably substantial enough that being able to do tables in the wiki would be helpful.
Lost the last thing.
Oh, okay. That it'd be helpful if people could actually make tables inside the wiki environment. And the question I had for you, have you bumped into the WikiCalc stuff at all?
You mean on Google?
No, Dan Bricklin has launched a project to do tables and wikis, and ended up creating basically a spreadsheet application, wiki-based spreadsheets.
Okay.
And it's called WikiCalc. I didn't know if you bumped into that at all.
No, I have not. But I know there are multiple efforts along that line.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're either out or within the next 6 to 12 months, everybody will have their online spreadsheets available.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you offering that as a tool that we could use, or?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's anything that we could do to move forward a little more aggressively on getting table support inside the wiki.
Inside the wiki, it's difficult. First of all, I don't like the wiki software.
Right.
So I'm sort of at the mercy of the group that's developing it. Just like everybody else.
Right.
And secondly, I've been, of course, I didn't push the direction. One direction I didn't want to go, actually, is to make it less expressive or more complicated to use. So the way Connor Shankey has been doing the semantic wiki by way of making the wiki the sort of application interface into the ontology, that's probably not the direction I would like to go. I see a lot of merit for them and for, let's say, the applications developer, but I'm hoping that the platform we put out actually is useful to the layman, I mean the average office person, and not the programmer or the system analyst or the sort of IT professionals. So, but that said, I mean, if they are where it's modularized, for example, like let's say this conference call service, which is totally independent, then we can do a little bit of adaptation and slight integrations to make it sort of look more in tune as a whole package of the workspace that we sit on.
Okay.
Yeah, but thanks for the input. Yeah.
Yeah, I took a look at it. Bob poked around on the site a little bit. And it's something, if we weren't aware of, I thought you might want to take a look at.
Yeah, just see a link or send me something, and I definitely would be interested in looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, at this stage, I have no idea what the integration issues could or would be, because I don't know that stuff. I've gotten really dumb on those topics in the last 5 years.
Okay. Bob?
Nothing in particular. Carl, do you see a showcase, kind of a capability of ontologies and ontology?
I like that word, but what do you actually mean by showcase?
A showcase. Here's a working example in the health registry. Here's a working example in situational awareness. Here's a working example in business intelligence. Here's a fantastic tool developed by somebody we know who has a checklist of hundreds of checkpoints on a check tree, and it's a tall tree of all these checklists, like you put often at the end of your slides, Carl.
Yep.
So here's kind of a checklist of the things you'd want to show in a showcase.
Well, yes, I definitely like the idea of leveraging the ontology to the maximum, if you will. And in the best sense, I do want to show that ontologies have a value and are relevant to large corporations especially when they are looking, when they are looking to improve, they build software and put it in their infrastructure. Because IT budgets are growing, but they're being challenged to ensure that there is there are controls on how the IT products evolve. Not only
Paul Strassman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And taking his recent ban on knowledge and try to torque it into ontology directions.
Yeah, in fact, I'm happy that the latest version of COBIT has a layer, if you will, or a subset of, you could call them checklists, but it's basically a list of things that need to be done to demonstrate the value of IT investments. And that's in its final draft, if you will. And it is targeted at CFOs and CEOs as opposed to CIOs or even COOs. But it shows the intent is to say IT is doing good things for you, and this is how you can track it in a broader sense.
Mm.
My intent is to show that the ontology is the means of explicitly mapping the notions, the concepts in Valid to the things that are done, the processes, the procedures, and maybe even the objects of the business of IT. So I think that's the mechanism, that's the framework that I have great hopes for, that is demonstrating that an ontology has value in explaining how investments in IT can be related to ROI or growth of business or whatever CEOs and CFOs think they are interested in.
Very, very exciting.
Yep.
I hope Paul Strassman lives another 10 years.
Right.
Okay, there was a shouting match between John and Paul.
John and Paul?
Well, is that my two disciples?
Sawa and Strassman.
Oh, okay.
Just curious. You were talking about conceptual maps early on.
Yeah.
And
no, it was John arguing with Mike Genesaret, I think that's his name. And the most exciting conversations took place in the corridors outside the plenaries.
Yeah.
And John's been banging that drum ever since, right?
Right.
Okay. So, any last words before we call this meeting successfully concluded? Carl?
I feel very successful right now.
We'll give Carl the last word.
Yeah, I'm happy that I've been doing other work for the last hour.
Okay, so have a good weekend.
Bye now.
And
get back to it.
And we'll look forward to your announcements next week.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. So maybe contact me offline when you want me to transfer your existing membership over to the Ontolog Forum membership, I think we should best do that before you make the big announcement, so you can announce it actually on the Ontolog Forum with a copy, let's say, or to both lists.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Kurt. Bye.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.